Hey, this is Kari Payton. I'm Cyborg from Teen Titans and Injustice 2.
And Ezekiel from The Walking Dead. And you're listening to The Night Nerd. So keep listening.
Also, booyah! Because I'm schizophrenic.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Tuesday, so we're going to talk some TV and movies. This past Sunday was Neil Armstrong's birthday, and we're going to really dive into that on Thursday's show. But he was a true hero, American icon. He was an astronaut. And I realized in the 2.5 years we've been doing this, we've never really talked about astronauts and things. Yesterday, we talked about their influence in video games and the influences video games have on them. And I think movies are just as, dependent on astronauts. As long as, well, before we had astronauts, we had astronaut movies. A couple of weeks ago, we talked about how influential trains were. Well, astronauts, you know, right there with them. You can go back to A Trip to the Moon by Georges Méliès, a 1902 French short. It's like 18 minutes or 9, depending what speed you watch it at. But you know, really, ever since then, we've made movies about astronauts. What I think is really interesting about the astronaut premise is there's three categories you can put astronaut movies into. There's the true story, like your Apollo 13 and Wright stuff. Then you have your Day After Tomorrow type stuff that could be true, maybe. You know, and that's where you get stuff like The Martian, Gravity, Space Cowboys. And then you can go like full-fledged sci-fi with them, where you get stuff like Planet of the Apes, Alien, Interstellar, you know, movies like that. Which, I will admit, I have not seen Interstellar in order. I mean, I've seen the movie, but like this part here and that part there. It's a big blip on my movie life. But, you know, astronauts are able to play so many different roles in film. And not just film. I mean, television as well. Going as far back as the 60s with I Dream of Jeannie. You know, Major Nelson was one. All the way up to right now with Big Bang Theory. Howard on there is a NASA astronaut. So for almost 60 years, you know, we've been putting astronauts on both the big and small screen. And really, you know, their stories, when you look at those three categories that we talked about, when you look at the true stories, I mean, the Wright stuff and Apollo 13 are two of the best movies ever made. Or I think so, anyway. Wright stuff, constantly praised. Apollo 13, and Tom Hanks, Bill Paxton, Gary Sinise, Kevin Bacon. They're both great movies that kind of show the behind the scenes, the struggle and the turmoil that these astronauts faced back then. You know, they went from being just kind of test pilots, Hal Jordan style, to icons and heroes and the people, you know, of tomorrow. And these movies really do a good job of humanizing these heroes. You know, that's something a lot of people complain about in modern superhero movies. You know, is Batman, can you see the Bruce Wayne side of him? Can you see the Clark Kent side of Superman? What about the Stephen Strange side of Doctor Strange? There's a lot of things to be said, but these were real people. They had families and friends and everything, and these movies just encapsulate that sadness. And then you have, you know, your day after tomorrow type movies like The Martian, Space Cowboys, Armageddon, Marooned. If you haven't seen Marooned, it's a pretty solid film. It won some Academy Awards way back in 1969. But what's neat about it is it was before the Apollo 13 mission, but it basically is an Apollo 13 story. But when you look at movies like Space Cowboys, I love that movie. It's, oh, hey, this satellite is coming down, so these four old test pilots who were going to be astronauts but never quite made it are the only ones left alive that can do it. So we're going to send them up there, and they're going to check it out. And it works. It's really sweet. You know, again, does a great job of showing the human sides and the flaws of these characters. The Martian and Moon. I feel like Moon is another movie that doesn't get the love it should. And maybe now that Sam Rockwell's won an Academy Award, it might. But, you know, those are really dependent on the loneliness of outer space to steal a line. And seeing what it's like up there, because, you know, I always thought it was interesting, movies like Alien and the whole in space, no one can hear you scream. Well, that's great for the horror emotion, but these movies are really going to play on all your emotions, you know, happiness, sadness, loneliness, excitement, whatever it may be. They show what it's like up there, because as we established yesterday, you know, there's sometimes you don't have human contact. They need to work on human contact. And these movies really play that out to a frighteningly good level. Then you have your full-on sci-fi stuff, which movies like Alien or Interstellar. Sunshine, I consider full-on sci-fi just because they're reigniting the sun. Planet of the Apes. You know, these are all movies that, if not for space travel, couldn't happen, because we're seeing these characters, you know, traveling to strange, foreign, sometimes familiar, but still foreign, places and having to deal with those consequences. And I think it's really, really interesting, you know, that you know, there's one thing to take a trip to another country, but these people are taking trips to other planets. Lost in Space is another great example of astronauts. It's a little campier than some of this other stuff we're talking about, but, you know, having these explorers go out and be uprooted and, I don't want to say settle down, but be transported to another place. And having to deal with that, you know, that's scary. Even in the funnier movies, in the family movies, it still has this level of consequence that you don't find in very many other genres. And I think that's why, you know, astronauts are super, super important to movies. Out of all of these movies that we've talked about, a lot of these really are some of my favorites. I love Planet of the Apes, all of them. Like the nine that we have at this point, because it's five and one and three. Even like the Tim Burton one. Space Cowboys is another phenomenal movie. And Apollo 13 is great. Those are probably my favorite astronaut movies if I had to narrow some down. Moon is definitely right up there. Like, if I only had to pick three, it would be number four. And A Trip to the Moon, even though it's only a few minutes long, it's still really, really great. But let me know, what are some of your favorite astronaut movies? And yes, I know I didn't include Star Trek in that. That's a whole another thing there. Yeah. But let me know, what are your favorites? You can listen in the comments here below on SoundCloud or on social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Just look for The Night Nerd. We're out there. We'd love to hear from you. Also make sure you hit that little subscribe button. That way you get all the shows, not just us here at The Night Nerd, but you also get DC Animated Adventures and Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words. That way you can see all the goodness we have going on. You can even email us, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. That goes straight to my phone, so I respond to you usually pretty quick. I like hearing from people. I like talking to you about things, especially astronauts, as we'll see later in the week. But otherwise, that's going to be it for me today. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we will see you next time.